but I did mention this earlier, a campaign asking businesses to boycott advertising on 3AW and in the Murdoch media. I don't know why we're linked, but we are linked to the Murdoch media. We've sent a message to the person behind this request. I've got her name, but I'm a bit disinclined to use it until we can get her on air to talk to us. But on the line is one of the advertisers who brought it to our attention, long-time advertiser with 3AW from Arrow Health. Toby, he's Chief Executive of Arrow Health. Toby Lawrence, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Are we banned?
Not in Outlook, that's for sure. The email came across my desk and just piqued our interest because it seemed a little bit out of left field. And as I said to one of your producers, you know, politics of the day or even your opinion on matters, on most matters, we sort of just wear on our chin. But our job is really just to try and get our message out to the wider community. And you know, what's happening of the day doesn't really impact us.
So what is it asking? It's asking you to remove advertising and declare it publicly, isn't it?
It says that our organisation is being harmed by advertising with 3AW and in specifically your program.
Why?
Essentially because of your comments on Daniel Andrews and the COVID response, as well as the Murdoch media. They make the argument that the Murdoch media controls 70% of all media in Australia, and that essentially the information coming out of news agencies such as yourselves is wrong.
Yeah, Murdoch did have 70% of the newspaper circulation. I don't know if he still has, but not certainly not all media. Do you advertise with Murdoch Press?
To tell you the truth, Neil, I wouldn't even have a clue these days as what the Murdoch organisation owns. So I dare say we possibly have in the past, but principally we advertise where we believe we get the best inroad into the people that are needing our services. So, you know, who owns what doesn't really pay any indication to where we advertise.
Yeah, over my career I've had a few advertisers pull out and say they're outraged about, when I was particularly in newspapers, they're outraged by something we'd done. But when I looked at it, they were pulling out because the ads weren't working. I mean, if the ads work, you'll advertise there, won't you?
That's a simple business, really. Absolutely correct.
So Arrow Health, what is your business?
We're essentially a addiction treatment private hospital and long-term treatment residential treatment provider. So we operate both in central Melbourne and in the Macedon Ranges.
So you'd be busy at the moment.
It's an interesting time to be in addiction treatment. There are a lot of people at home suffering, and incidentally, it's a great time for people to access treatment because when in lockdown, I think they're sort of looking at themselves in the mirror and wondering what they can do to try and improve themselves. So we are busy, but I tell you what, the COVID cases and just trying to keep on top of COVID is proving to be a daily battle. But we're still getting the outcomes we're after, so we're still getting people better and back into the life that they're wanting.
So what's your involvement with COVID?
Well, we obviously have doctors and nurses on staff. We've got nurses, some of which work in the aged care sector. Not a lot, but because we're a residential facility with people, you know, living there anywhere from 30 to 90 days, we're pretty much in full lockdown. You know, when it comes, we've got staff in PPE, we've got temperatures being taken. We're just very, you know, we have to monitor every person that comes and goes because if it gets in, it's going to go through the whole building.
Gee, that's frightening. That's frightening.
Yeah. So every day, I mean, we had a scare 2 weeks ago. Everybody on the facility got tested. The whole place went into lockdown. It was only a scare because, unfortunately, with detox and withdrawal, flu-like symptoms are associated with detox and withdrawal. So somebody had a runny nose, and that was enough to hit the button and lock down for a couple of days just to make it doubly sure.
Well, I guess you'd advertise anywhere to get your point across, wouldn't you?
Anywhere that was effective, absolutely.
Did you reply to this email, by the way?
No, in my years of experience, I guess I've always learned not to engage in an argument. I can't win, so I'll let that go through to the keeper, really.
Thank you for alerting us. Toby Lawrence, Chief Executive of Arrow Health. I would love to engage in a debate with Catherine, who sent me this. Well, no, she didn't send it to me, she sent it to Arrow Health. saying what an awful person I am, and she seems to be suggesting that I'm deliberately sabotaging the government's attempts to fight the virus, which is pretty damn offensive when you think about it, suggesting really that I would be actively working to support something which is going to take lives.